And there's a story in the Pali Canon that brings that out. It's a lovely story, a very simple story in a way, and I've sort of been pondering over it for years. I think finally maybe I've just got a little bit of purchase on it. And it's a story of Bahir of the bark garment. That's a translation for it, isn't it? Bahir of the bark garment. It's one of those 19th century translations. But he was a guy who had been practicing for years. This is from the Pali Canon, yeah? He had been practicing for years and he'd realised that he'd reached a kind of block, a hiatus in his practice, and he'd got very stuck. And he'd heard of the Buddha and he'd realised that he needed to speak to the Buddha. And so he went and found the Buddha and put a question to him, give me a teaching. He actually caught the Buddha as the Buddha was on his arms round as he was sort of begging for food to eat for that day. And the Buddha sort of said, well, I will give you a teaching, but just let me finish collecting my food and eating. And Bahir was in a hurry. And he was saying, no, please, look, I'd like a teaching now, you know. Can I have a teaching now, please? And the Buddha said, no, I actually am, you know, I'm not going to be long, you know, I mean, I eat my food mindfully, but it doesn't take me forever, so, you know, I'll come and see you in a couple of minutes, you know, in a few minutes. But that wasn't good enough. Bagheera said, oh, no, please, give us a teaching. And the Buddha said, all right, as is you, most of you know, if you ask the Buddha something three times, you're going to get an answer, whether you want it or not. But actually, if you've asked three times, you do want it, don't you, actually? And probably a lot of you will know the answer, the famous answer that the Buddha did give Bagheera, which we need to remember is the appropriate teaching that the Buddha thought it was to give to him. And he said, in the seen, there will be just the seen. In the heard, there will be just the heard. In the imagined, just the imagined. And in the cognized, just the cognized. In the seen, just the seen. In the heard, just the heard. In the imagined, just the imagined. And in the cognized, just the cognized. And I think I was saying, I've pondered on that one for years. It sounds like something straight out of Zen, doesn't it? But I think what we need to remember as well is that Bahir was in a hurry, you know, and didn't want to wait. And I think what it's about is that the Buddha's trying to tell him, be in the present. That's all you've got. Be in the present. Know what you're doing when you're doing it. Have you noticed that a lot of us, a lot of the time, we spend our lives creating stories which we're intoxicated by, yeah? We lose conscious of the present moment all the time. We lose present moment awareness. We always seem to be sort of chattering away to ourselves, planning or remembering, yeah? So what I think, in a way, perhaps the message, one of the messages I want to get across, so to speak, is the importance of present moment awareness. The importance of being in the present. The importance of attending to our experience. The importance, if you like, of mindfulness. But I think this really is the key. And I think really that is what the Buddha was trying to say. In the seen, just the seen. In the heard, just the heard. In the imagined, just the imagined. In the cognized, just the cognized. But there's an interesting kind of paradox that comes. One of the greatest sort of aids to us developing mindfulness is actually metta, emotional positivity. Because it's often our fear of discomfort, or indeed our fear of pain, which is the obstacle to experiencing the present moment. Yeah. We're very happy to be in the moment if it's pleasant. But even then, we don't even stay in the moment, though, which is kind of ironic, because we just get lost and absorbed and kind of go unconscious in the miasma of enjoyable sense experience. Ooh, it's gone. We're lost, so to speak. But more often than not, we push away discomfort. We push away pain. And the problem with pain is it's painful. But I think another element of the Buddha's insight, the Buddha's enlightenment, is the way he was able to be nothing but love was because he had overcome his fear of life. He didn't shrink from experience. He'd faced his fears, accepted them, owned them, gone through them, feeling them, yeah? Feeling more, not feeling less. I think when we're living a spiritual life, we have to realize that it's not about feeling less, it's about feeling more, and all those feelings are not always going to be pleasant. And yet it seems to come through with what I've spoken about, the enlightenment of the Buddha, how he faced his fears. And I find this so human in a way. You know, he wasn't free of fear until he'd gained enlightenment. Yeah. He's like us. We all have fear. And he'd faced them and overcome them.